You may recall last month, Christina Thomas, our energy correspondent for Ozarks at Large, had a preview of an event called Armed to Farm. It's about moving veterans from their military service to a possible career in agriculture. The event took place in late May, and now Christina has this follow-up.
After 40 years of farming, I decided to go work with kids who were young people who were beginning farmers, and a few months into it, the ones that were most compelling and most exciting to me were several young men who had served in Iraq. And so I just went along on that thrust and realized that we could put two things together: our nation's critical need for young people and talented people going into agriculture, and creating jobs and really viable, exciting opportunity and future for the young men and women coming home.
That's Michael O'Gorman. He's the founder of the Farmer Vet Coalition, a sponsoring organization of the Armed to Farm Weekend Workshop, which included farm tours and presentations on soil and marketing. The Northwest Arkansas event was just one of many across the United States. Others occur in places such as Iowa, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Michael says that these weekends not only give veterans valuable lessons in different types of farming, but also bridge a relationship between two unique groups of people.
And it's a great way for veterans to not only get out on the farm and learn things really hands-on, but to meet each other, because we have this thin little sliver of our population now that serve in the military. We have another thin little sliver that farm. They're spread all over the country, and so when they belong to the intersection of those two, you know, it's a pretty unique and exciting club. The people that have been willing to do the two hardest things in our society, and one for many of them, very short lifetime, and it's real exciting for them to meet each other and get a sense of that this is going to be a real exciting movement.
The farm visits began early on a Saturday morning with Maple Gorge Farm, a family-run sheep and goat farm. Owner and farmer Linda Coffey started off the day with a description of what the vets would see and do.
The family is really important to Maple Gorge Farm, and I think you'll see that as we do the tour. Couldn't do it without them, and they're a lot of the reason we do it. So, do we know how many here are interested in sheep? Four, okay. And goats? Okay. Good. And everybody gets to learn to milk a goat today, because that's something you can go home and brag about, right? Yeah. And Hannah's a very experienced teacher. We teach probably 100 kids every year at the county fair. They'll come by while she's milking and she teaches them. We've never had one that we couldn't teach, have we, Hannah? No. So you're all going to learn that.
On.
Yeah. Yeah.
In addition to goat milking, the vets received a tour of the farm, starting with the basics, as well as in-depth tutorials on sheep and goats' grazing habits, types of fencing to use, and how to protect against predators. Matt Lauren, a veteran from Michigan, himself a sheep and goat farmer, proved to be very knowledgeable in these areas. Matt says that he had worked on farms growing up, but had never owned his own. After serving in the Army for 11 years, he and his wife Danielle started farming on a small scale, but have since expanded.
I'd say about 2009 is when we we started off with chickens, and then we got a couple goats. We ended up getting a couple llamas for protection, and now we have a steer for raising for our own meat, and a couple of pigs. For the same reason, and turkeys.
He says that the things he learned and the people he met were very beneficial, and hopes to use them in his own operations. Not all of the veterans have up and running farms. Some, like Bob Morrow of Huntsville, are just starting out. After 20 years and three wars with the Air Force, Bob says that he is going back to his roots as he grew up farming. His farming interests lie in wanting to support and teach his large family.
The small farming is particularly interesting to me because we want to support my family, which is, we have a large family. I have 7 children at home.
Wow.
And so raising them on the farm, like I was raised, will give them a sense of accomplishment like I had and learn how to work and that sort of thing. But at the same time, we know what we're eating. You know, whereas when you go buy something at the supermarket, you don't necessarily know what you're eating. So that's really our end goal, is to support our family.
Terrell Spence Spencer, a poultry specialist with the National Center for Appropriate Technology, another sponsoring organization of the weekend, is also a farmer and veteran. He spoke at length about what inspired him to start farming after serving in the Iraq War.
2004, I was sitting on top of a Humvee going about 65 miles an hour down MSR, main supply route, Tampa. And I was a machine gunner in a somewhat armored Humvee or gun truck. And we were rolling down from Baghdad to Kuwait. In southern Iraq, everything was flat. And I know it looked like fields, and you know, you'd look to your left and your right, and in between the minefields, and you know, I mean, just all the detritus of war, I guess. You'd be rolling down, and it seemed like you should be looking at fields. There were ditches, there were irrigation pumps, and that just kind of puzzled me. And then, you know, we did that for around a year, just periodically running routes. I was in a the 392nd Chemical Recon Company out of Russellville in Little Rock, and while we were over there, primarily what we did was convoy escorts, combat patrols, and that. And so from my Humvee, I had the best view in the house, and you know, because the top half of me was sticking out, and so my job was to watch, and I watched. And what I noticed was that through the months, you know, we came back one time, and all those flat fields that were just dust and desert were flooded, and coming back, you know, during the late summer months, one day I saw lots of families loading up vehicles full of salt. They were farming salt.
When Spence got back, he enrolled in college. What he learned in an intro to soils class allowed him to make a connection to what he had seen in Iraq. He learned that the farming and irrigation methods that had been used in that area were causing the fields to turn to salt. It was in learning that humans were trashing the lands that feed them, in Iraq, on a battlefield, that the reality of sustainable agriculture hit him. It was also through watching the Iraqi farmers that Spence was able to find some peace during his time at war, as well as when he returned home and began dealing with his experiences.
And just, I was close to a vineyard, and there were Iraqi, like, families working the vineyards, and there were watermelon vines. And I just remember being out, like, your heart always got racing. There were some parts, and in that particular trip, there'd been some things that had kind of freaked me out that I'd saw, and, you know, people that just weren't going to be going home, and that were pretty disturbing. And just the contrast of that and just being out there, and there was a breeze, and watching these farmers just work their fields, that struck me as peaceful, you know. And when I got back through all, you know, working through the things that I'd done that had been done to me, and that I'd been a part of, you know, like the call of working the land, it seems like there's something innate and powerful inside of that. Like, it just seems like that's almost a technology for bringing peace to warriors, to soldiers. And sure enough, my heart was drawn to that. And sure enough, I found peace through that with a lot of things. And that, so that's kind of how you wouldn't think, you know, up in a holler, farming a holler and the Boston Mountains in West Fork, Arkansas, that would get started in, you know, southern Iraq, but that's how it did.
In reflecting on the weekend, Spence says that it was both inspirational and productive. Over 20 veterans from a variety of locations, such as Samoa, Florida, and Arkansas, participated in the event. He says that the vets were incredibly interested in learning as much as they could, that each of the events ran over in time because much was said and many questions were asked. The workshop proved to build a network of veteran farmers, as well as cultivated business.
So the workshop went really well. We were very, very
pleased with what had happened. And so one of the benefits was we built a local connection, a network of farmers that had kind of been coalescing anyways, but, you know, and instead of everybody just knowing me, you know, they got to make the connections and that as well. And showed to us that there really is a huge demand for this. And just the fact in the past week, the calls that we've gotten, it just really says, man, this is a business incubator, what we're doing. Like, it's important not only for the vets and that, but it's really important for the rural communities possibly tapping into these veterans because, I mean, you know, you're having farms start up now or hobbies being taken it turned into businesses by folks, you know, that live in some really economically depressed areas. So, yeah, it was a fantastic weekend.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
Christina Thomas is energy correspondent for Ozarks at Large, and support for her work on this program is provided in part by EnergyCorps. This is Ozarks at Large.